Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Tuesday, January 12th, 2021. I'm Chance Miller. Leading off today, a new supply chain report offers new details on what to expect from the iPhone 13 this year. According to Chinese suppliers, all four iPhone 13 models, so we expect Apple to keep all current sizes, will have a design nearly identical to the iPhone 12 with flat edges. The height and the width of the devices will remain unchanged, but the thickness is said to increase by 0.26 millimeters. As for the camera system on the back, we might see some interesting changes in terms of design. While the camera bump will remain, Apple might add a sapphire glass coating that will cover all three lenses to make them look like a single camera instead of having three different lenses. The report also says that the camera module of the iPhone 13 Pro and iPhone 13 Pro Max will be the same, which could suggest that the smaller Pro model will have the same camera lenses as the 13 Pro Max. Last year, Apple included better stabilization and 2.5x optical zoom only on the 12 Pro Max. Finally, the company has also changed the position of the top receiver to reduce the size of the true depth camera, which could allow for a smaller notch on the iPhone 13. According to reliable Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo, all iPhone 13 models are on track to be produced and launched on regular schedule, which means we should expect them to be available in September. In other news, research firm Biogen announced a new collaboration with Apple in the form of a cognitive health research study powered by the iPhone and Apple Watch. The study is trying to identify digital biomarkers that can serve as early indicators of illnesses like Alzheimer's. The observational research study will commence later this year, and the companies aim to find patterns in the data collected by sensors in the Apple Watch and iPhone and correlate those to declines in cognitive health function. If successful, doctors may eventually be able to prescribe treatments earlier in people's lives and help reduce the debilitating effects of these kinds of illnesses. In the press release announcing the partnership with Biogen, Apple Chief Operating Officer Jeff Williams said that the company looks forward to delivering better health outcomes through improved detection of declining cognitive health. The virtual study will likely be rolled out through the Apple Research application, and as expected, it will be conducted with privacy in mind. Participants will be told about exactly what data is being collected up front, and they can leave the study at any time. Rounding out today, at CES 2021, Qualcomm has unveiled a new in-screen fingerprint sensor that it says is 50% faster and 77% larger than its previous technology. The new Qualcomm 3D Sonic Sensor Generation 2 is expected to find its way to high-end Android flagships this year, and it comes as Apple is also working to bring Touch ID back to the iPhone. The new Qualcomm 3D Sonic sensor measures 8mm by 8mm, which is up from the previous generation's 4mm by 9mm surface area. So Qualcomm says that when combining the faster processor and the larger sensor, performance should be about 50% faster with the Gen 2 than with the Gen 1. The 3D Sonic sensor is expected to be used in high-end Android flagships as soon as early 2021, starting with the flagship Samsung Galaxy phones. But as you might recall, several reports have suggested that Apple will bring Touch ID back to the iPhone lineup as soon as this year. Reliable Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo reported in August of 2019 that Apple will release an iPhone with both Face ID and Touch ID under the screen in 2021. Kuo wrote that he expects Apple to use a variant of Qualcomm's ultrasonic fingerprint under the display system. The specifics here are unclear, and it's unknown if Apple is still planning to use some form of Qualcomm's technology or if it has developed its own. In addition, the reliable leaker Love to Dream has also reported that in-screen Touch ID will make its way back to the iPhone sometime soon, and Bloomberg has also corroborated these reports. Offering both Face ID and Touch ID would increase overall convenience and the speed of unlocking an iPhone. Theoretically, a user would register both their fingerprints and a facial signature, and the phone can unlock as soon as either recognition succeeds. There's also the common problem of Face ID not working with face masks, which could be solved by Touch ID also being available as an option. And finally, if users wanted their iPhones to be as secure as possible, they could theoretically enable both Touch ID and Face ID, and the iPhone would only unlock after both forms of biometric authentication were successfully recognized. We've got a ton more news from the all-virtual CES 2021 at the link in the show notes below. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.